A federal survey says in 2015, nearly 1.5 million Americans were treated for addiction to prescription opioids. That's just the number of people treated. When those people get hurt or need surgery, it's not always clear to doctors how to safely manage their pain. Craig Lamolt of member station WGBH in Boston has the story of one man pulled back into his addiction after a painful accident.
Max Baker started using prescription pain pills as a teenager and quickly moved on to heroin. His dad is a doctor and says he could see in Max's pupils and skin tone the signs that his son was on opioids and begged him to stop.
He would have slurred speech and be nodding off at the dinner table, and we'd go to a concert together and he would disappear and then come back acting differently.
It was a long and painful slog, but eventually Max sought help. When he was 22, he was prescribed Suboxone, a standard relapse prevention drug for weaning people off opioids. After a year, he was off that, too.
And then he was sober and himself again.
Max earned his high school equivalency degree.
He called me just a few days before Christmas in 2014.
I just wanted to touch base with you, and also I wanted to let you know that I've got a job.
He started working in a pizza shop and enrolled in college, hoping to become a doctor like his father. By all accounts, Max's recovery was a success story. Then one day, as he drove home from a class, one moment derailed everything.
A young teenage girl didn't see him and just pulled out in front of him, and they had a major accident.
Max's injuries included a broken bone in his hand that required surgery. He told his surgeon about his addiction and said he was scared pain medication might cause a relapse.
So the conversation was, can we minimize that?
Dr. James Schenko was Max's surgeon.
And it became a big discussion between myself and anesthesia on they were uncomfortable with treating this patient differently than other patients because they felt that that wasn't fair to the patient.
There isn't any definitive guidance for doctors on how to treat a patient like Max. Max's anesthesiologists pointed to research that suggested surgery patients on relapse prevention drugs do fine with anesthesia and opioid pain relievers afterwards. But Max had stopped using the relapse prevention drug a year earlier. The anesthesiologists wind up using a normal drug cocktail for the surgery, including opioids. Max's surgery went well. But afterwards, his father says Max confronted Dr. Schenko.
And said, I need medicine for this pain. I need real medicine. And the doctor took me aside, and I can tell you he had mist in his eyes. He put his arm around me. He said, I don't know what to do, Jim.
It was horrible because you're a doctor, you don't want people to be in pain, but my fear is that this kid is going to go back to, his life is going to be altered because of what we're doing in a bad way.
But he feared if he didn't give Max the drugs he wanted, Max would find his own supply.
I think he would have said that I will take matters in my own hand. Absolutely.
In the end, Dr. Schenko prescribed just a small amount of Vicodin, an opioid. Less than a month later, Max died of a heroin overdose. He was 23 years old. There's no way of knowing what triggered the relapse. Had he come off the Suboxone treatment for his addiction too soon? Did the opioids give him a taste of the drugs he'd previously managed to kick? Or was he trying to self-medicate to ease his pain from the surgery? Dr. Schenko, the hand surgeon, has been asking himself those questions.
What could you have done differently? What do you change? How do you do something differently? How do you treat patients like this?
He now thinks doctors like him need to be able to consult with an addiction specialist. Dr. Stuart Gitlow, past president of the American Society of Addiction Medicine, agrees.
Whether he gets the opioids or not is less of the question. The biggest question is, what do I do to ensure this patient's safety going forward during the period for which he's experiencing pain?
But there aren't nearly enough addiction specialists to meet the need, and most of them are not associated with hospitals. It's a problem that Max's father now sees all too clearly. He says when Max was in recovery, he'd ask his son what he could do to help him, and Max replied,
"Just be there, Dad. Let me know you'll always be there."
Now he says he wants to be there for others fighting addiction. Dr. Baker's gotten the certification required to prescribe Suboxone, the same drug that got Max off heroin initially, in the hopes of preventing more tragedies like the one that devastated his family. For NPR News, I'm Craig Lamolt in Boston.